Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. It's called morning. It's the time of the day that's great. In the words of my mother when I used to walk out the house to go to school every morning, today is the day that the Lord has made, boy. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Didn't quite understand that when I was growing up, but it started sinking in. I got it now, Mama. I am glad to be alive today. And however it goes, I know he's working on my behalf behind the scenes, and I expect nothing but great things to happen, even in the midst of turmoil and trial. I am holding fast to his unchanging hands. Good morning, Shirley.
Amen. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, I'm locked and loaded. What's up, Carla Pharrell?
Amen again. What's going on, Steve? Happy
Friday.
Well,
full compliment this morning. The youngest of the comedians on the show, Kill Jr. of Spades.
Morning, Unc. I appreciate that.
The oldest one on the show, the legend, the one who helped nurture me in my early days of comedy, taught me more things I knew about comedy today than anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Anthony Brown.
Thank you so much, Steve Harvey. That counts as church where two or more are gathered. Hallelujah!
Yeah. And then the one that we're all trying to explain, but somehow has managed to become the king of pranks, Nephew Tommy.
Yes, sir. Stupidity is in the building. Thank you so much.
So what's going on with this election? You all were having a discussion before it got started. What's happening?
I was asking why Booker and Biden were arguing or got a dispute.
Yeah, well, what happened was Joe Biden said something about segregationists back in the day, how he used to work with them and they got things done. And he's refusing to apologize for that because Booker and I think Kamala Harris took issue with it, that he even brought the segregationists into the conversation, the fact that they used to do something. So he's refusing to apologize. As a matter of fact,
and
Biden said
he made it clear that
Booker
he didn't like
apologize.
Their politics.
Yeah.
He made it very clear that he didn't like their politics. He just worked with them to get stuff done. And that's it. And they want him to apologize. He says, I'm not apologizing.
Yeah. And he also said, I don't have a racist bone in my body. Joe Biden said that. He said Booker should apologize. He knows better, Biden said. I do not have a racist bone in my body. So this is crazy. It was at a fundraiser on Tuesday night when Biden.
You know what?
Yeah. Was just talking about
and Biden
the
says
politics.
Booker owes him an apology.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
He said that.
Yeah, he's saying, you know, they're saying trying to say that he's a racist. Biden's like, that's not it. Anyway.
You know what? Yeah. The Democrats are doing this, really pissing me off that the Republicans are not doing. The Democratic candidates are forming a circular firing squad.
Mm-hmm.
And they put somebody in the middle. And then they all open fire. They end up shooting each other.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. When you have a person that you could turn all this venom to who is outwardly doing wrong.
Thank you. The president.
They brought Hope Hicks up to the Congress and got her to not answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, come on.
Yeah. All right, Steve, we got to move on. Coming up at 32 after the hour, we're going to do your favorite segment, Ask Steve. That's coming up right after this.